What we are doing is that we're trying to make sure that resources are actually provided to the districts. Why? Because in Zimbabwe, we use what we call district response initiative, which means that as we have our national response to HIV and AIDS, districts have got a different uniqueness in terms of the drivers that drive the epidemic and what have you. So as a result, each and every district is expected to respond in a way that will suit what is relevant to it. So you may discover that the drivers in Bedbridge are totally different from the drivers in Harare. So at the end of the day, the resources are now supposed to be provided to these districts so that they are able to respond to their needs. What they are expected to do is to identify what we call the hotspots, the key drivers, and the plans and activities they have.
What are the advantages of this decentralization of funds?
The advantages of decentralization of funds, you know, when people are planning and knowing that they've got the resources, they are able to plan and come up with whatever the resources they have. And secondly, you realize that when you do planning with the communities and what have you, the funds are going to go direct to the beneficiaries, the communities, the disadvantaged society. Those are will be the beneficiaries. Whereas if it is from the national point of view, what it means is that as the money trickles down, I think there will be some safety nets where some resources will actually remain at different level. But under this level, we are saying we give you the money and you plan at that level so that the money benefits directly the beneficiaries as compared to where sometimes the funds, they then go to administration and other issues.